Hello, listeners. We welcome you once again to Everyday English. Today we're going to look at a special kind of reported speech. The correct use of this reported speech form requires some familiarity with the intonation patterns of English. It would be wise, then, to illustrate the notion intonation as applied to colloquial English.
What's intonation?
It would be better to illustrate it than to define it. Now listen to this sentence.
Good morning.
Again?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And listen to this.
Good morning.
Again?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Now compare the two.
Good morning.
The voice falls on the syllable more. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. The voice rises on the syllable more. There are two main intonation patterns in English. In the one case, the pitch of the voice falls on a stressed syllable, generally the last one in the phrase. This is called the falling intonation. In the other case, the pitch of the voice rises on a stressed syllable. This is the rising intonation. Every sentence in English carries one of these or a combination of them. Now, let's listen to some more examples.
You teach.
You teach. The falling intonation.
You teach.
You teach. Rising intonation.
Is he a teacher?
Is he a teacher? Falling intonation.
Is he a teacher?
Is he a teacher? Is he a teacher? Rising intonation. Is he a teacher? Falling intonation. Is he a teacher? Rising. Now, as I said at the beginning of the lesson, our aim is to examine a special kind of reported speech. As a prelude, listen to this short exchange.
The guests are expected at 7 tonight.
When are the guests expected?
The guests are expected at 7 tonight. When were the guests expected? Adjo makes a statement.
The guests are arriving at 7 tonight.
Apparently, Kofi wasn't paying attention when the statement was being made. After a short while, he requests Adjo to report what she said originally. But then, he does not say, Adjo, what did you say? Neither does he say, when did you say the guests were arriving, although both questions would be possible in the circumstance. Instead, he says,
when were the guests expected?
When were the guests expected? This is obviously a reported question.
When were the guests expected?
Although here, the signals of reporting are much less obvious. Here's another sentence.
The new headmaster is called Asari.
What was the new headmaster called?
The new headmaster is called Asari. What was the new headmaster called? Notice that Adjo did not say, What is the new headmaster called? That would have been correct, but that would not have been an example of a reporter's speech. It would have been her own question. But when she says,
"What was the new headmaster called?"
she's implying that Kofi gave the headmaster's name. To put it in other words,
"What did you say the new headmaster was called?"
Now listen to the exchange again.
"The new headmaster is called Asari."
"What was the new headmaster called?"
"What was the new headmaster called?" I would like you to observe that all such questions have a rising intonation. "What was the new headmaster called?" "What was the new headmaster called?" Now, let's go back to our earlier examples.
"The guests are arriving at 7 tonight."
"When were the guests arriving?"
"The guests are arriving at 7 tonight." "When were the guests arriving?" Now, our second example.
"The new headmaster is called Asari."
"What was the new headmaster called?"
"The new headmaster is called Asari." "What was the new headmaster called?" Now, a few more examples.
"His father is fond of a special brand of cigarettes."
"Who was fond of a special brand of cigarettes?"
"His father is fond of a special brand of cigarettes." "Who was fond of a special brand of cigarettes?" Observe here again the use of the past tense to remind us that the sentence is a reporter's speech. "Who was fond of a special brand of cigarettes?" Note also the rising intonation at the end of the sentence. "Who was fond of a special brand of cigarettes?" Our final example. We use the same sentence.
"His father is fond of a brand of cigarettes."
"What was his father fond of?"
"His father is fond of a brand of cigarettes." "What was his father fond of?" Observe that we can ask more than one question based on the same remark. For example, "Who was fond of a special brand of cigarettes?" "What was he fond of?" "Who was fond of a special brand of cigarettes?" "What was he fond of?" Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. Have a good day. Till tomorrow, it's goodbye from us.